This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
So, during the break, I haven't vetted this yet. I don't need to vet it. I just need to check it out, and I will post it. Jennings just sent me, somebody on YouTube, people have a lot of time on their hands. Let me tell the story this way. I saw Joe Buck earlier this year when Fred was inducted into the Media Hall of Fame, and I told him that someone had compiled, and it's out there on YouTube, this reel of like 20 minutes every time Joe has introduced Troy Aikman as the Hall of Famer. Like, there's a 20-minute loop of this on YouTube. So somebody has done this with Jennings on CNN, and basically it says, token Republican Scott Jennings makes CNN watchable again. And it's like, I gotta see how long this thing is, because it's pretty long. This is just a short one, though. It's like a 3-minute highlight reel of Jennings smacking him down. So just keep that in mind. And I'll give you a link here. I'll put it up on the Twitter in due time. Cusimano's coming up a little bit later. Christina Strait, who is a sponsor here with Strait Realty. But we're going to talk about a podcast she's doing about haunted houses. I'm very interested about that. Matt Pauly from the KMOX side is going to talk sports with us at 5:30, plus an audio cut of the day. Mike Morrow is back with us. He's the mayor of Grafton, Illinois. There is this amazing National Memorial of Military Ascent that they are building as a commemoration of D-Day. Mayor Mike back with us this afternoon. Sue is off. She, of course, has direct connection to you, Mayor Mike, but how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great, Mark, and how are you?
I'm fantastic, and happy Veterans Day to all the veterans. We've been highlighting it and commemorating it here on the show, and there's no better way than to throw a lot of love at this project in Grafton. And do you have some event that's coming up here tonight as well?
In about 1 hour, I'm here in Clayton, Missouri, right in St. Louis. We're having a big fundraiser this evening at the Cafe Napoli, and we are going to have a whole bunch of folks here starting from 5:30 to 7:30, and we're raising funds for the National Memorial of Military Ascent in Grafton, Illinois. And as you know, as we've been on your radio show before, and as I was with Sue Thomas this weekend, we did a 4-segment part on what's going on with this memorial. It's all about the 12 bronze statues that we're putting on the cliffs in Grafton, Illinois, to represent the Rangers climbing Point du Hoc on D-Day in June 1944.
A little of the backstory, I mean, I know it, we've shared it with the audience before, Mike, but kind of just explain how this all came together, because it was very organic, wasn't it?
It was. My wife Lynn and I had been to Normandy 3 times, and on for the 70th and the 75th, I was honored to give a speech, but part of that was that we'd been to Point du Hoc, and we learned about how the Rangers took out the guns up on the top of the cliffs before D-Day actually started in the early part of that landings. And when we came back to Grafton, I was driving after the 2019 75th. We were driving down a river road, and I looked up at the cliffs by our visitor center, and I said, look, Point du Hoc. And she says, yes. And from there, it kind of took off. When I became the mayor in 21, the first thing that we did was to pull together, get with the Grafton City Council. They pulled together a commission, and this commission was given the task of coming up with a way to honor our veterans. And as I've said before, in Grafton, has the population of Grafton is 17% veterans, which is the largest in the state of Illinois per capita. So we came up with the idea. We took the vision that we had of that Point du Hoc, and we went and looked, and it came to this. And so our commissioners have been working, and tonight we've been out raising money, and we've had our architect, Jamie Henderson, with Henderson Associates in Edwardsville, draw up all of the concepts, and we're working to, again, tonight, raise money.
So how, give us an update on where this all is right now in the whole process.
The process, the statues are being poured as we speak, probably not tonight, but they're, you know, in the daytime, they're pouring them.
Right.
But what they did was, in June of this year, of 2024, we had the foundry come out to Illinois, and we commemorated D-Day here in Grafton with the 2nd Ranger Battalion of St. Louis. They are our living history reenactors. They came out with all their World War II gear, their vehicles, and so forth at the visitor center, And what we did was we scanned the positions for those statues for all 12 of the statues. And we took live people, derangers, we dressed, and also younger men that we modeled for. And,
right.
Because you know, there weren't any old guys climbing those cliffs.
No.
So we got
there are probably guys younger than 18 that were climbing those cliffs that lied to get in the military, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's a couple of 17-year-olds and so forth. But there's also a Lieutenant Colonel Rudder that climbed that cliff. He was probably in his mid-30s. So, you know. But anyway, so we took these models, they dressed them up in the period uniforms, and we took poses. And the foundry people digitally scanned each of those models, and they created computer images. Now, those computer images are now, they went to the back to the North Carolina, they finished them up, and they sent those off to Portland, Oregon, where what they do there is run them through a 3D printer. That 3D printer is making segments, and those segments go back to North Carolina, and they put them together, and they start pouring the bronze figures. The regular way to make a life-size bronze statue takes 2 years because you do the sculpture and the clay and everything. This digital method cuts it down to 1 year, and what the foundry is doing is they're giving us 1 year of their floor time so that we can do all 12 statues at once. They've started on a radio man. They've already poured the radio. It's an actual World War II radio that a radio person would have carried on Omaha Beach or within that period of time. So we're already have there with these statues being poured.
Yeah.
We're sitting here working at getting the museum start to lined out as far as what's going to be in that and designs and so forth.
You are, you know, I didn't even bring this up. I should have. You are a retired colonel, aren't you, on this Veterans Day? We should highlight that, Mike.
I am.
Right?
I am. Yes. 33 years in. I tell people I went in for only 2 years, but I found out I liked it, so I stayed.
Nice. That's great. Well, I wanted to make sure that I got that in there. Look, I come up with, you don't know me that well, but I come up with these brilliant ideas all the time. Like, give me an example. I always create apps, and then I go out there and I search and I figure out that there's 20,000 apps that I already created. And in this particular situation, because you know how big of a fan I am of the project, I thought, you know what? I think I should make a documentary about this. This would be cool. But you already got that covered too, don't you, Mike?
Actually, we do. Yes, we have a documentary. We have the documentary people here tonight at the cafe. And doing is they're documenting that. So, yes. And when we're finished with this 2 to 3 year process, we will have a PBS quality documentary that we can play nationwide that shows how this came about. I tell people, if you ever watched the Oak Island series, you know, hopefully we're going to strike gold before those guys do.
Mike, you are doing this all right. I think that's awesome. You got a guy by the name of David Schock, who's a filmmaker, who's involved here. And this is going to be, you know, I think I've referred to it as something that's going to be a destination for this country. This is going to be a global destination here in St. Louis with our arch, because everybody knows St. Louis internationally only because of the arch. But let's try to put us on the map with this memorial. So the ETA for the opening of the memorial roundabout would be when?
6/6/26.
Okay. Couple years.
We're having a grand couple years. The statues will be ready to install at the end of 2025.
And this is our sesquicentennial year in 2026 as well. So that's
correct.
A nice time,
it's also,
right?
Yeah, it's going to fall right into the fact of the Great River Road with the Lincoln Highway and U.S. You know, the Route 66, all the 26. So this is going to be huge. This is going to be very huge for Grafton, for the region, and nation. And also, as you know, we've got commissioners that are in France, so this is also international, the connection.
How much money do you still need to raise? You're talking like $6 million all in or more than that?
$6 million. We've raised about $500,000, and we've got a very big announcement coming out tonight.
Okay, and I have people that listen to this show that have relatively deep pockets, certainly deeper than mine, and I want to put it on their radar, because if there's no better cause right now than what you're doing in Grafton. I think it's outstanding. So, Lieutenant Colonel Moreau, thank you so much for coming on here, and keep us posted on the progress, okay?
Thank you, Mark. Will do.
All right, take care. That's Mike Moreau, who is the mayor of Grafton. I love that project so much. It needs to be on the radar of a lot of important people around the country, because they're going to love it too, and maybe donate money. We're coming back with Cusimano here.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.